everyone, and welcome to Friends Till the End, your one-stop shop for all things Friends, as we run down the classic sitcom, episode by episode. I'm Michael, and I've seen Friends over 1,000 times.
And I'm Elizabeth, and I've never seen Friends.
And here we are again.
We're here.
3 for 3, man.
We're killing it.
We're doing so good. People, like, are wondering why we, like, sound so chill and, like, lackadaisical, like, during these most recent episodes. And it's like, well, the little one's in bed, and I'll be damned if I'm the one that's gonna wake her up. So we kind of have to do stage whispering. How is your stage whispering, Elizabeth?
It's so good, Michael.
Wow. I mean, I'm sitting in the back row of the house, and I can hear you perfectly.
As you should.
That's a pro right there. We've just finished watching... I don't know. We've just finished watching Season 7, Episode 11. That's a real 7-Eleven. Do you like a 7-Eleven? You enjoy the store?
It is a fine establishment.
Is it? Do you like it? No.
I don't know,
like,
man. Sure, it's okay.
We have lots of non-American listeners. Like, for me, the 7-Eleven was always, like, it was always referenced in movies. It was always referenced in, like, television shows. But we didn't have them over in the UK. So I was like, oh, wow,
7-Eleven. It's just like a convenience store, and you can get, like, Slurpees and stuff.
Yeah, they're kind of shit.
Man, they're basic. It's just you get in, get out, whatever you need.
Mm-hmm. It's no Spar, I'll tell you that much.
It's no Spar.
It's no ScotMid. That's for damn sure.
I know Spar. I could get baguettes in there.
Ooh la la. It's a, you know, it doesn't come close to Margiotta's.
Is this a funny joke that only you understand?
No, everyone in Edinburgh will get it. But only... It's a very niche joke. Yeah, 7-Eleven, Slurpees. They do like hot dogs and stuff, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. You obviously wouldn't partake in those, so moving swiftly on.
I don't really recommend anyone does, but you know what? You do you.
You know, there's no rules anymore, baby. Do what you want.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All right, Season 7, Episode 11, The One with All the Cheesecakes. Could you get a cheesecake in 7-Eleven, Elizabeth?
I don't think so.
Okay.
No.
Not one worth having.
No.
I dare say. Not the one on a par with the ones you get from Little Mama's Bakery in Chicago.
I know, right? That did look fucking good.
Did it?
All right. Yeah.
That we shall get to in good time. This episode first aired on the 4th of January in the year 2001.
Wow.
Bum bum. That's the 2001 theme. I'm going to do that every single time now.
Isn't that Charlotte's theme music?
Well, it's Ric Flair's theme music. Yeah, very good. And then Charlotte Flair does have a pretty shit remix of it. Yes.
I'm really sorry. I'm doing wrestling things. I don't know about wrestling, but Michael makes me watch it.
Yes, yes, yes.
So
yes.
Anyway.
We got Clash of Champions on in the background right now, baby.
2001. Mm-hmm. We've made it.
Mm-hmm. What were you doing in 2001? Where did you spend the new year from the year 2000 into the year 2001?
Probably just at home.
Probably at home.
Yeah, I wasn't... I was probably like, what, 12 or something?
12.
13?
Yeah.
I don't know. Fair enough. Loser.
Yeah, probably at home, yeah.
We all thought the computers were gonna take over.
Well, that would have happened last year.
Oh, shit. Okay, so then maybe I was at a friend's house.
Okay.
I don't know, man. Are you kidding me? I don't even remember what I did yesterday.
Party at the 7-Eleven.
Get those Slurpees.
How many people watch this episode, do you think? I think you go first this time around.
Oh, I don't know. Shoot. 22.3.
Okay, so the last episode, the one with the horror lady.
No, let's just not look. I want to just see if we can randomly do it.
Okay, well, full disclosure, I did actually see.
You saw the actual number?
Not for this episode, but for the last episode. Oh, well, so yeah, I'll tell you. It was in, I saw it was in the 23s. I didn't see the exact number, but it was 23 point something.
I'm going to keep mine then.
22.3. I'll say 22.7. By the way, while we're talking about the one with the holiday armadillo, some people on Twitter are not happy with you for not describing it as a classic episode.
Well, it's not. Okay, fine. I can see why people would think it is, because it's a memorable moment.
Do you not think... I bet you've seen Ross dressed as the holiday armadillo. I bet you have, and never. It just you haven't realized.
Maybe, but also I stay away from everything Friends, and I've never seen it, so it's hard for me. If I see anything Friends related or any character, even if it's not for Friends, I just scroll through like really fast, because I don't want anything spoiled for me other than what Ronald Clancy has already done.
Ronald George Clancy, ruiner of the show. Okay, fine, fair. It's a classic episode, but would you like to admit that now so that the people on Twitter stop being mean to you?
What are they saying?
Oh, just like, oh, gah, she has her own podcast, she doesn't even think it's classic. Gah. Would you like to retract it, or are you going to double down? You stand by it.
Look, I think at the end of all of these seasons, we go back and really
and watch
decide,
it them all again.
No, don't be foolish. And really decide which ones are classic. And if that one sticks in my brain, I will retract my statement.
Okay, fine. Let's just cut forward to the end of the season when you're reviewing this, and this is your favorite episode. That's your favorite episode of the season?
Maybe.
I don't think so, but... Okay, what did you say again? 22.3?
22.3.
And I said 22.7. And the correct answer is... 24.37.
Whoa, they went up again.
Mm-hmm. Point for me. I believe the score now is 7-4.
I can't believe they went up again.
Yeah.
All right. It's climbing. Good job. Everyone's home for the holidays. Oh, well, no. Everyone's back at work now.
On the 4th. Yeah, you don't get a proper break in America.
Not in America. We're back on the 2nd, bitch.
Psh, that's ridiculous. I'm still hungover on the 2nd. You couldn't possibly expect me to go back to work on the 2nd. So this episode opens. We're in Chandler and Monica's apartment. Chandler is stuffing his face. Just as well. He needs to put a bit of meat on his bones. I'm worried about him wasting away. Old Channy. Old Matthew Perry.
Mm-hmm.
He's enjoying something. Rachel comes in. She's like, "What are you eating?" He's like, "Cheesecake." And he said it was so good, you have to try it. And Rachel's like, "I don't really like sweet things." Pfft, shouldn't be dating Tag then. He's a sweet little prince boy. I love old Tug Job.
Tug Job.
Yeah, that's what we're calling him. We decided that. Oh. Old Tugger.
I hate everything you're saying.
Old Nip Tuck.
Nip Tuck?
Yeah, it didn't work. Nip Tug. Anyway, so Chandler then forces some cheesecake in her mouth, and she's like, "Wow, that's great." And it's cheesecake.
I mean, it was thick with 4,000 C's. Hmm. I mean, it was like the thickest thing I've ever seen in my life. Like, the crust was so thin, and then it was just like a chunk. I mean, it had to have been like 5 inches. At least. Mm-hmm. Maybe more.
Mm-hmm.
Of the, like, creamy part. I mean, it looked super great, but it was just a beast.
The cake was delivered to Chandler and Monica's by mistake. It was addressed to a downstairs neighbor. Chandler, like, basically was just like, "I was going to take it down to her, but I ate it instead." And Rachel gives him a hard time. But then she starts eating it as well. And it's from a place called Little Mama's Bakery.
And this is the part of the episode where I... realized that Chandler and Rachel are hanging out, just them. And it struck me as a little odd.
It's a combination you don't see too often, for
There's
sure.
There's a lot of combinations you don't see, and I think that's one of them.
Well, it's usually just... it's either all together, or like 4 out of the 6 at least.
Or even 3 at times, I mean...
But then everyone else is on individual adventures, and... or it's... all the guys and all the girls doing their own thing.
Yeah.
So or it's the couples. So it was Ross and Rachel. Or now, you know, a lot of it's Monica and Chandler. But yes, it's a combo you don't see very often.
I liked it, though.
They don't have the fierce rivalry that Ross and Phoebe have, but they're... Yeah, you have those people in your friendship group who you're very fond of, but you wouldn't really spend a ton of time just, like, one-on-one.
I guess.
We all have those people.
Who's that for you, Michael?
Angela.
Angela, I'm telling her.
Whatever, she knows. Anyway, the episode opens. Joey's going to work. Did you remember that he was back on Days of Our Lives?
Yes.
He's still in a coma, but he's been declared not brain dead, so that's exciting. Do you think we'll one day see the return of Dr. Drake Ramore?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, yeah. That could be fun. On his way out, he's sort of like, Phoebe, I'll see you tonight. And they're like, what are you guys doing? And they're like, oh, we have dinner together every month. So we're talking about combos that we never see together. I think it's safe to say Phoebe and Joey makes a bit more sense.
Yeah, like, that didn't strike me as odd. But for some reason, Rachel and Chandler just hanging out, eating cake, was weird to me.
Mm-hmm.
But not in a bad way. It was just like, oh, okay.
Good. Well, I'm glad you didn't think it was in a bad way. Ross talks to Monica about going to their cousin Franny's wedding. And Monica's like, I wasn't invited. What the hell? And Ross is just like, well, maybe it was a oversight. I'll check with Franny's mum, and I'll let you know.
She like is very annoyed by it, like more so than you'd expect.
Yeah, it's a very Monica thing to get annoyed about. I've always been of the opinion. A wedding is just completely the day of the people who are having the wedding, and so they do not deserve to be made to feel guilty about what they do and do not do. And, like, there has to be a cutoff at some point.
I don't know. I think if I wasn't invited to a cousin's wedding,
who I
hadn't spoken to in 10-plus years...
Yeah. Who cares?
Yeah. I mean, I guess if my siblings were, but if they're close to them, then great.
Yeah, even then, I'm just like, who cares? It's like, it's their day. They've got their reasons.
Weddings are long, and you have to travel, and you have to spend a lot of money.
Ugh, I hate them. They're just the worst. Ugh, big, huge party with everybody you like. Ugh, sounds rough. We're in Joey and...
Rachel.
Rachel's apartment. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And Phoebe's coming in hot. She is mad. She's like, Joy, Francis Tribbiani, get your butt out here. But he's not there. But apparently everybody else is.
Mm-hmm.
Which is funny. They're like, why are you so mad? He's like, he cancelled our date. He left a note and said he can't make it because he hooked up with some chick and he was out on a date. And they're just, everyone else is just kind of like, yeah, you know. That's Joy for you, man. Geezer's got a geeze.
Geezer's got a geeze. I feel like if it was something they did like once a year or less often than once a month, I'd be mad. But like, it's just once a month, I don't know.
Yeah. Ross tries to introduce a nickname. He wants to be called the Rossitron. That's not a good nickname.
You know what is a good nickname?
What?
Rhinoceros.
Rhinoceros. It's better, I guess.
Come on.
Rhinoceros.
That's so good. What's wrong with you? Why aren't you laughing? This is hysterical.
It's a great one.
That's so clever.
Rhinoceros.
Rhinoceros.
Rhinoceros. Yeah, actually, okay. Yeah, now that I've said it out loud. Yeah, that's pretty good. I'll take it. I'm okay with that. Good job. Joey doesn't think it's a big deal. And the rest of the gang are kind of on his side. They're like, if you have a chance of sex, it's okay to ditch your friends. And this kind of like took me back to, do you remember like their first few seasons where like the episode always opened and they were just like in Central Perk shooting the shit?
Mm-hmm.
And it was always like, oh, guys can do this but girls can't do this. And it was like always just like, it was just like pointless friends banter. Like that kind of reminded me of that. It's like,
yeah,
you know, it's okay to leave your friends if you've got the option to hook up with someone, and everyone's just kind of weighs in with their different opinions on it. I thought that was quite good. At this point, I noted Chandler is such a nerd. He's just like, his dress sense is just the lamest.
I guess so. I guess no one's particularly like.
He's dressing like somebody 2 or 3 times his age.
Yeah.
He's wearing like the sweater, like, but not like in a cool, like, he's kind of dressing like a hipster might dress now. He just needs like a set of thick rimmed glasses and like a pompadour to kind of.
He's ahead of his time.
Yeah, just to kind of make the outfit complete. And he needs to like ride around on a penny farthing.
What's that?
You don't know what a penny farthing is?
No.
Have you seen like pictures of like old England town where people are riding around on a bike that has one giant wheel at the yes. front and one tiny wheel at the back?
That's what they're those like, are called?
It's called a penny farthing.
Never heard of that.
Yeah, man. The most impractical, like, you have to climb a staircase to get on it because like the saddle's up near the top of the wheel. It's crazy.
So at your destination, you have to make sure there's a staircase also?
I don't know if they were like an actual mode of transportation or if they were like sort of a sideshow thing. This is, I know.
Who's going to know?
Andy Fanning's going to know.
All right, Andy.
He's going to know. He's gonna tell us what the penny farthings were all about. I might be exaggerating as well. Like, maybe the seats were at the bottom. I don't remember.
No, they're at the top.
Okay, fine.
Because how would you pedal a massive...
yeah.
A massive wheel.
I mean, here. Maybe the drawings just don't, like... Maybe there weren't,
hold
like...
Hold on. We need to get a visual.
Let's get a visual of a penny farthing.
Oh my lord. Look at it. It was popular in the 1870s and 1880s. Traveling a large distance in comfort.
In comfort?
No. The large wheel provides greater shock absorption.
On the cobbled streets, I dare say.
Look at that. That is crazy.
Mm-hmm. I mean, people must have been dying on those things.
They were marketed in comparison to typical bikes. As safety bicycles because of the reduced danger of falling and the reduced height to fall from. No, the other one. Just cut all that out. The name came from the British penny and farthing coins.
Mm-hmm.
The former being much larger than the latter.
Right. Well, there you go, Andy. You can delete that tweet you were typing up for right now. We figured it out.
I just want to know how you get on it. Andy, how do you get on it?
Practice.
No, but is it actually that you need a...
I think you would need, like, a ladder.
He's in Fife.
Anyway, whose side are you on? Are you on Joey or Phoebe's side with this argument? Is Phoebe overreacting, or should Joey be a better friend? This can be our thoughtful friends segment. The thoughtful friends. Finally, I brought it back.
I think that, just based off my gut reaction, I think that she might be overreacting if this is the first time this has happened.
Mm.
And if they've been doing this once a month for God knows how long.
Mm.
I mean, if it just started, that's one thing. But say this has been going on for a year.
Mm.
And this is the first time he's missed it.
Mm.
Yeah, it's shit. But like...
But it's important to her.
Okay, so do you disagree?
No. Like, I would... I mean, me and Phoebe would not be friends because I am definitely somebody that is pretty bad for canceling plans last minute. So I'm kind of on Joey's side. I mean, I take her point. Like, it means a lot to her, and that's nice. But I don't know. Overreaction, I feel. Anyway, Joey wants to make amends. Right or wrong, Joey wants to make amends. So he's like, I'll take you out for dinner tomorrow night, and I'll pay for my half of the meal.
What a guy.
There is another cheesecake. It was delivered again to Chandler's place, and he is just like, I just want it. It's so good. I need to have it. Yum, yum, yum. Rachel's like, yeah, I love it too, but, you know, It's not ours. We're going crazy because we're hungry. Let's go out for lunch and we'll drop it off on our way out. So they're going out and they're going to do the right thing. They're going to leave it on our doorstep and they're going to go get some food. Good restraint. Ross finds out that Monica isn't invited to the wedding and it was not a mistake. It's probably because Monica's hair is too straight.
Her hair looked different.
It's too straight.
It's there's no volume to it. Mm-hmm. And she has that center part, which I know was popular at the time, but it looked different, didn't it? Like she wasn't well.
Yeah.
Just greasy or something.
Not a fan.
No.
They make a fat joke. They're like, oh, well, maybe it was just a limited seating. There's limited seating. And she's just like, well, they probably think I'm still fat from when I was little. I'm just a tiny person. She finds out that Ross has a plus one. He's taking Joan, who apparently does not have a broad back.
I think you're waiting for me to laugh, but I haven't gotten it yet.
Well, it's like, he's like, she's smart and she's beautiful, and despite what other people say at work, doesn't have a broad back.
Oh, I thought you were making a funny joke.
No, okay. I'm not. I'm recapping. I'm not the joke guy. I just do the recaps. You're meant to be the funny.
Who's the joke guy?
I guess we don't have one.
I don't know, man. I'm just the filler.
Yeah, it's a podcast. It's a comedy podcast with two straight men. It's not great.
I'm actually a woman.
Yeah.
Straight people. Streeple.
Straight. Yeah, but even that doesn't sound right anymore. No, like, that's just not what it's known as, the straight one. No, it doesn't work. All right. Let's just move on. All right.
Everybody hates us.
Anyway, Monica is basically like, oh, sorry, Joan, I'm taking that. I'm having the plus one. And she convinces Ross, and Ross is just like, oh, fine.
He's a nice brother.
Yeah, he can be.
Yeah. They really do look like siblings. I know I've said that before, but every time I see them together, and they were holding hands in the scene, I'll have you know.
Were they?
Yeah.
Oh, I missed that. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, oh, we haven't seen that in a while.
Mm-hmm. But they super duper look like siblings.
Yeah, they're good. It's good. They play, like, and it's not just, like, looking like. They play off each other well. They have good chemistry. Yeah. Like, they have that good relationship. Monica, like, lays the guilt trip. She's sort of like, she meant a lot to me. I want to be there. And Ross is like, fine. And then Ross leaves, and it's like, Monica's just like,
she's got a plan.
Mm-hmm. She has a plan. Rachel and Chandler are coming home from their lunch. There's a funny little bit just as they're walking in the building where, like, they accidentally dined and dashed. They were like, oh, thanks for getting lunch. It's like, I didn't. I thought you did. That's pretty good. The cake is still there. As they come into the building, they see the cake is still on the doorstep. Oh, what are they going to do? They kind of talk themselves into taking it. They're like, well, she could be away. She could be out of town. The cake could go bad. So they're like, all right, we better take it.
Who the fuck is sending a random person cakes?
Well, they're ordering them, I think.
From Illinois?
They're so good. They're delicious.
But it wouldn't just come in the box you'd carry it out of the bakery in.
Wouldn't it? Yeah, I guess not.
From Illinois to New York?
Yeah.
It's not just on the street.
You know what?
This is bullshit.
This is fucking bullshit. That doesn't make any sense. What the fuck? All right, this episode, like, we're done. This sucks. Anyway, they take the cake, and they're like, oh, she's probably away. And they're like, well, take it quickly. Why? Because I think I hear her moving around inside. So they're like, oh, quick. So they take it, and it's very funny. Phoebe's in Central Park. And she's not alone. Who else is there? It's the lovable Friends character, the forgotten man. It's David.
David
the scientist.
I'm so sorry. I don't remember him at all.
You don't remember.
Not even.
You really don't.
I have no recollection of
you
him.
You don't remember David.
I remember the guy that she married to help him stay in the country. I remember the weird, like, psychologist.
Well, that was Billy, not Billy Zane. Steve Zahn was the guy she married, the gay figure skater.
Yeah.
This is Hank Azaria of Simpsons fame and the Birdcage. He's Agador. We've had this conversation before.
He's Agador.
It's Agador. You probably didn't recognize him because he's wearing shoes.
He's Agador?
That's Agador.
Shut up.
Rewind to...
I would have loved this episode more if I knew he was Agador.
We had this exact same conversation.
I love the Birdcage and I love Agador.
Well, there he is. Yep, you didn't recognize him because he's wearing
Oh
shoes.
my God, that's such a good movie. Can we watch that?
Yeah, watch it. Like right now?
Well, no, we're recording a podcast, but like soon. God, I love that movie.
Do you remember him now? Do you remember that he was in this?
Nope.
All right. So David, he's a science guy. He like they met because he had a lab partner, and they were in Central Perk, and Phoebe was doing a performance, and they were talking during her performance. So she like called them out, and they were like, "What are you talking about?" And he's just like, "Well, I was just telling my friend that I think you're the most beautiful woman ever." And she was like, "Oh my." And then he got had to go to Minsk. He had to go to Minsk. All right, well, it happened.
But I remember Agador.
Well, that people don't care about that.
They should. He's great.
So he's in town for a day. He is going to be going back to Minsk that
To
night.
stop saying Minsk.
I like saying Minsk.
It's too many like you have to say ns and k.
I
Minsk.
like it. It's good. You
There's
don't
too
get to
many
do it
things.
much.
Wait. Minsk. Okay, say it really slow and notice where each. No,
Minsk.
wait. Notice where each sound is in your mouth.
Minsk. It's fun.
Isn't that crazy?
It's
'Cause it
a
goes from like
really,
the front to the back to
it's
the
a
front.
really fun word to say.
Minsk.
Let's, if you're listening to this, just take a second. It doesn't matter if you're listening out loud or you've got your headphones in. Let's just hear you say Minsk.
You have to say it out loud though.
Yep, you have to. Guys, you
Minsk.
have to. Okay. He was basically hanging out in Central Perk in the hope of running into her. And he did. So he's a smart science guy. He knows what he's doing. He's like, "Hey, let's go on a date." And she's like, "Oh, I'd love to, but I have plans with Joey." And Monica's just like, "What the fuck are you doing? Go out with him. Joey won't care." And he's like, "No, I made such a big deal of it. I'm gonna have to." So she's gonna rush through dinner with Joey and then meet David at 9 for drinks. She's like, "He is here for like 5 hours. Just fucking ditch. Like, come on, man."
Well, don't ditch because that's what he did to her. At least just explain the situation and then reschedule.
Anyway, Rachel and Chandler are eating cheesecake again, having a fine old time. Joey comes in. He's like, "Hey, what are you guys eating?" They sense the danger with Joey, so they're like, "It's a tofu cake," and he's like, "Bleh." It's pretty smart.
It was very Lucille Ball, his reaction.
Was it?
Yeah.
I don't get that reference.
What?
I've never seen it. We've also talked about this on the show.
Sorry, I just my outrage masks my
I
memory.
hear she's great. I'm not knocking anything. It's just we never got it in the UK. It was well done anyway. Joey then finds out. They're like, "Oh, you're still going out with Phoebe tonight? This David guy's in the picture. She's meeting for drinks later." And Joey's just like, "Oh, what the fuck? I'll fix her wagon." We're then at the wedding. Ross and Monica sit at a table, and Monica does a fun little thing where she's like interrogating the other guests to see if they're like worthy of being
I
invited.
loved
It
this.
was pretty good.
It was so good.
The first people are what? Just like. The first people she talks to are just like distant acquaintances. It's like, "I used to work with her," or something. "I used to work with Franny."
Yeah.
She's like, "Well, I used to be best friends with her. I was her cousin." And then they like talk to another couple, and it's like, "Oh, how do you know Franny?" It's like, "Well, we all went to college together, and now we're next door neighbors." And Monica's just like begrudgingly, just like, "All right, you're okay." It's like, that's a weird mix of tables, like distance acquaintances and like your
Very good
closest
friends.
friends. Yeah, weird. And your relatives. We're at the dinner date with Phoebe. Joey is dragging it out. He's just like, "I don't know what I'm gonna have." Phoebe's like ordering a salad, trying to make it go real quick, and Joey's just dragging it out. And then he's just like, "I really just want to take the time to really delve into our friendship. Let's go all out." Phoebe basically comes clean. She's just like, "All right, well, that David guy's here. I've got a date." And he's just like, "Whoa, a date?" And he just makes her feel bad. He like guilts her. It's at this point we realize that Joey is wearing the same turtleneck that I think he was wearing like in the continuity of this episode like 2, 3 days ago.
Was it, or was it just earlier that
I
day?
don't know. There, at some point in the episode, someone. when the cheesecake first arrives and then the second cheesecake arrives, it's like 3 days. Like, they mentioned that it's 3 days. So maybe, I don't know. I feel, and like the day before is when Joey, was he wearing the...
It's odd because, okay, we noticed that it's a turtleneck, obviously. Mm-hmm. But yeah, normally they don't screw things up like that. So I'm...
Maybe it was. Know. It's a trendier turtleneck as well. It's like a collar that's like just naturally blended into a turtleneck. I think it's okay. It's passable. It's still better, cooler than fucking Chandler's, anything Chandler wears. Anyway, Phoebe's just like, I don't have time for this. I'm bailing on this relationship. I'm bailing on this dinner date because David's leaving in like 5 hours and I got to get out of here. She goes to meet David and he's just like, oh, you're so beautiful. It's so good to see you. And she's like, we don't have time for this. We're going to my place. Because they're going to bang.
Girl knows what she wants. Mm-hmm.
Rachel is eating the cake without Chandler. He catches her and he's furious. He's going to take the cake back. Rachel then threatens to, like, tell on him, basically. It's like, well, I'll tell Monica that you stole cheesecake and you said that her cheesecake sucked. So he's just like, all right, fine, we'll split it. They cut it down the middle.
Rachel. No, you're skipping over the fact that that was so funny.
What?
The way that I love Rachel and Chandler together.
Okay.
I love them. I feel like their chemistry is amazing.
It is pretty good.
Like, you're skimming over the fact that the way they deliver those lines were so good.
Okay, what lines? What did I miss?
About being like, all right, like, I want to tell Monica that her cake is bad. And like, immediately before she finished it, the line, he was like, all right, split it. Like,
yeah, he's just like, what do we use to cut the cake?
Yeah, what do we use to cut it?
Yeah, it's good.
It's so funny.
They are very good together. It's a good combo.
I have to say that I laughed out loud multiple times this episode. And so I'm wondering if David Schwimmer directed it.
He didn't.
No.
Yeah.
But I only laugh out loud and David does
well,
it.
Well, I guess not.
And David.
You're liking this season.
I am.
Yeah. That's good. So they split it and Rachel like makes a big song and dance because she thinks she got the bigger half. She's like, don't come crying to me when you've ate it all. There's no trading. There's no sharing. Well, see you later. And she goes to leave and take it back to her apartment and she drops it all over the floor.
Oh, it's so sad.
In the hallway.
Felt bad for her.
But you like when things get dropped or get knocked over. Didn't you find it funny?
Not food, Michael.
Oh, okay.
That's very serious. I like my food.
And then Chandler comes out and he's like gloating. He's like, well, 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 look who... And she's like, give me some of yours. He's like, oh no, no sharing, no splitting, don't come crying to me. And he's like, I'm just going to eat my cake. And Rachel just goes, and knocks out her hand. Did you see that coming?
No, I didn't.
Oh.
I thought she was going to knock the fork out of his hand and she knocked the whole thing onto the ground. It was so funny.
It was pretty good. It's good that you didn't see it coming.
No, I didn't.
That's nice. That's good.
Normally I do because sitcoms are so predictable, but this is good.
Yeah, nice. We're back at the wedding. We open like a wide shot of the wedding and we kind of see the dance floor. And one person is really fucking going for it on the dance floor. You don't remember?
Oh my god.
Like one.
Oh, some extra.
And he's like taller than everyone else
he's
as
like,
well.
Arms up.
He's
like,
like, yeah.
It's almost like he's trying to dance with a baby. Like, and be like, come on, you can do it. Whee!
I wonder because, like, the aspect ratios have changed, like, as they move things to Netflix. I wonder if, like...
He never made it
He never made it in the original. It's like that scene, like, a couple of seasons ago where, like, Joey is laughing behind Ross's back.
Yeah, yeah.
And, like, you never... I don't know. It's like... Because everyone else is, like, barely moving on the dance floor.
It's great.
He's actually being the most, like, believable. Like, everyone else is being fucking lame.
It was awesome.
He was great. He did really well.
Good for you. He's like the security guard, but doesn't get as much love.
Ross is having a hard time from Aunt Millie, who just like kisses him on the mouth a lot, and
no.
He doesn't like it.
Yeah, we all have those. Like...
It's like when Niles went to the Greek wedding celebration, and like he has a cousin that like is obsessed with him. The happy couple arrive, and Monica's like goes straight up, and she's just like, "Oh, hey, Franny. You didn't invite me, didn't expect to see me here." And Franny's just like awkward. She's like, why didn't you invite me? And then like we see the groom, and the groom is just like, oh, Monica. And she's like, oh, whatever your name is. And it's like, oh, they used to date. That's awkward.
Awkward. Mm-hmm.
Where's Jack and Judy? we know they're at the wedding. Why are they not here? That could have been fun.
Also, Monica was wearing like a cream colored lace floor length dress, and I thought that they were going to mention something about that because it looked like she was wearing a wedding dress. And obviously she did that on purpose.
Wow, obviously.
Because you never fucking wear white to a wedding.
Well, it's cream, right?
I'd spill my red wine all over them.
We then cut to an emotional farewell. David's leaving.
He's going back to Minsk.
And he's like, there's something I do want to say. And she's just like, don't say it. And he's like, okay, but I do. And she's like, me too. And it's like, oh, that's sweet. They love each other.
Oh. I know. I want Phoebe to be happy. It's sad.
With David?
With anyone.
Oh, I like David. He's a good egg. Yeah. All right. Sure. Not that bothered. So he leaves. And she is sad, and Lisa Kudrow does a really good job here.
Yeah,
she really lends the emotion of the scene. You know, Phoebe's been through some shit. She is a tough cookie, and this is the first time we've really seen her kind of break like that. Mm-hmm. And it was good. She did really well. Good for her. Joey arrives, and she's just like, please don't give me a hard time. He's like, no, it's okay. And he, like, gives her a big hug.
He came because he knew that she would feel upset.
Mm-hmm. All right.
And that's just so sweet. They're sweet. Everyone's sweet.
He was there for her.
Like the theme song.
I know. We then cut back to the hallway. Rachel and Chandler are eating cheesecake off the floor. Do you think that there is a cheesecake so good that you would eat it off the floor?
Yeah.
Why have they not scooped it up off the floor and put it on a plate? Are they on the ground with forks? Like,
so
literally.
So much work.
So they're doing that and they're kind of bickering. It's like, that's your piece over there. This is my piece. And then Joey rocks up and he kind of stares at them and they're both like, oh, fuck, we're embarrassed. And he kind of like sits down next to them and he just pulls a fork out of his like the breast pocket of his coat. And he's just like, all right, what are we eating?
Oh my god, it was so good.
It was good.
It was so funny.
Mm-hmm. Joey likes food.
What are we
food?
Having? But like the fact that he just had a fork.
Yeah, it's great. It was awesome. It was really good. It's like, oh, you think he's going to say something like to take the piss out of them, but now he's just like, yep, let's do this. Really good. Fantastic. And the episode ends, and it's Ross and Monica are making a sharp exit from the reception. Monica left something behind. Ross goes to get it. Aunt Millie's sitting on it. He tries to sneak it without her noticing. She sees it and she's like, oh, give me a kiss. And then he's just like, it ends with a typical Ross yelling, just being like, on the mouth every time. And that was the one with all the cheesecakes. Did you enjoy that one?
Yeah.
It was a pretty solid episode,
yeah,
I think, all
good.
Across the board.
Mm-hmm.
I liked seeing David again. I thought Phoebe did a real good job with the anger at Joey and then the emotion later, and I thought Monica and Ross's thing was fun. They're always good together.
Mm-hmm.
Good pairings this episode. Rachel and Chandler, good. Yeah, everyone,
so
they paired off and all the pairings worked really well.
Yeah, it was great.
Good episode. What mm-hmm. would you give that out of 10?
Like a 7.9.
All right, not quite an 8. Good.
I'm too scared to give an 8 or higher.
I don't think we'll get a better episode that season. I think that might be the best of the season.
Maybe I'll give it an 8 then, just for fun.
Well, you don't have to. Okay, that is fun.
Well, can you record
really
that
fun.
Down? Because we're going to forget what I scored it.
No, I can't do it. All right. Well, in keeping with our new feature from last week, who is your best friend this episode?
Rachel? Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Anything specifically?
She just was like relatable.
Mm-hmm.
You know when you just love something and like I feel like, you know, she's so like perfect and she's gorgeous and she's teeny tiny, but here she's eating all of these cheesecakes and she was just funny and yeah Rachel,
good. All right. I think she gets a tough ride. Everyone knows I'm a big fan of Rachel Green, the only self-made friend in the bunch. It's a real rags-to-riches story. My best friend this week was Phoebe. I thought she did great. even though she wasn't a great friend to Joey to begin with, she was really good. And yeah. Lisa Kudrow did some lovely acting.
She's great.
And yeah, all set up. We're about midway through the season now, and we're coming up on another, some might regard to be a classic episode.
Oh boy, not this again.
The one where they're up all night. Mm. Oh yeah, baby. Again, there is actually some classic things in this that some people might regard as a classic.
Okay, all right.
So we shall see.
I'm looking forward to it.
All right, but until then, thank you all very much for listening to the Friends of the End podcast with Michael and Elizabeth. If you want to join in the fun and games with the show, you can check us out on Twitter at FriendsPod. We have an Instagram account where we post show notes from time to time when I can remember. If you want to help support the show, leaving a friendly rating and review wherever you get your podcast is a great way to do it. Be sure to check out our website, friendstotheend.podomatic.net. And as always, tell a friend. Word of mouth is a great way to help us reach a larger audience. Elizabeth, don't know about you, but I've got a hankering for some carrot cake.
Remember we used to do Would You Rathers?
Yes, I do remember our friends' Would You Rathers. You can feel free to think of some of those as well.
Okay.
You know, you don't have to leave that up to me every time.
Michael.
What?
Would you rather move to Minsk?
Mm-hmm.
Or have to eat a slice of cheesecake with every meal forever?
Hmm. That's a good one. That's a good off-the-cuff one.
Thank you.
I would move to Minsk. I don't see why not. I'm sure it's a lovely city of culture.
You have to move there by yourself and leave everything you love behind.
Yeah, sounds great. Let's do it. When do I leave? I'm off right now. Cheerio. Do svidaniya, comrade.
All right, bye.
'Cause...
Oh my lord. No, 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 I'm not watching this.
It's just gone through his ear loop.
I know, and he clearly has plugs, but... And he's agreed to this, right?
Yes, of course. Jeff Hardy's crazy. Ow. Ow.
Okay, anyway...